You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Ah, lovely. That's Darawal by Luke O'Shea, finishing off the Freedom of Species show on 3CR. And now, Dignity takes a vacation as Madison Moffat takes over rotations. And what I have today is a grouping of various very short-lived, and in some cases, I think, intentionally short-lived, trends musically. And these are typically trends that didn't last any longer than 2 years, and their heyday didn't even last any more than about 6 months. And what a wonderful wheeze it will be. And I'm going to start with Tango Tees. Now, Tango Tees possibly originated in Paris, and it was a big craze, including here in Australia. And the Tango Tees craze was conceived as an afternoon rendezvous for the social and theatrical elite. Lovely. If you had them all in one place at once, why not set a fire? But anyway, primarily associated in Australia with the Tivoli circuit, which was basically a circuit of Tivoli theatres around the country, it made its debut in Australia at the Sydney Tivoli. Of course it did. Where else? On the 6th of January 1914. It was a twice weekly show. It had fashion parades, demonstrations of the latest dances, notably the tango, hence the term Tango Tee, and musical performances supported by the full Tivoli Orchestra. Now, I can't vouch for how full that orchestra was, but anyway. And then there was afternoon tea, hence the term tea in the name Tango Tee. Now, these were quickly replicated across the capital cities of Australia, however, highly publicised and well attended, it was very short-lived indeed, although they did still sporadically have the occasional Tango Tee around Australia right up to the 1930s, but it was retro by then, baby. So what we're going to play first is Tango Tee, written by James Harpen, has an Edwardian-style piano and violin. And then we'll play Tea Dance Rag, that was written by Leah Afzelius, that has the 1920s-style ragtime syncopation.
Thank you.
I can imagine myself sitting at a tango tea, sipping my tea, watching all the tango tea dancers get together, you know, all of the Melbourne's elite dancing together. And I think to myself, these people are the first to the wall when the revolution comes. Lovely thought. Anyway, next, the mashed potato was a short-lived trend of 1962. It was a dance craze where you stepped your feet side to side or back to front while closed fists mashed imaginary potato in the air. All very, very silly. And this was when it seemed every rock record now needed to have its signature dance, the hastuti, the bird, the twist, etc., etc. Now, Dee Dee Sharp couldn't get enough of this with her smash hit, Mash Potato Time, which we will play for you now. And then followed by James Brown, of all people. Yes, even the King of Funk couldn't resist the Mash Potato with his Do the Mash Potatoes Part 1. Both of them from 1962, after which, these, like so many of these trends that I will be covering today, it shortly afterwards died.
We'll be right back.
Ah, yes, and if anyone could wonder, how could James Brown bring himself to do a mashed potato song? He was, after all, the King of Funk. Was he not too regal? Well, tellingly, it was actually billed as Nat Kendrick and the Swans. So perhaps not. Now, Star Wars was a massive hit on the theatre screen in 1977. Disco was a massive popular dance and musical movement of the same time. Hey, I know, said the capitalist pigs. Let's combine the two. And so they did. I will now play Mecco's Star Wars Disco, also a hit across the globe in 1977. Hey, but it didn't end there. The Universal Robot Band, had to get in on the action in the same year with Disco Trek, their disco take on the Star Trek theme. Good times.
We'll be right back.
There goes the Starship Enterprise. All right. Next short-lived trend. Musical medleys with an incessant Lin drum machine clap, keeping time. Oh yes, a musical explosion that started and largely ended in 1981. First, there was Hooked on Classics, which was released in 1981, which was incessantly played on the radio to the point of driving my father completely batty, so I enjoyed it. It reached the top 10 in Australia, and it was done by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, so they have a lot to answer for here. Now I'm going to play the title track to the album, which was indeed the hit single Hooked on Classics. And then following that, I'm going to play Stars on 45, Yes I Dare, also released in 1981. Now this lot, Stars on 45, they used to do a whole heap of medleys, and they're all roughly at the same time, and again, just drove any discerning pop music enthusiast completely mad. They did medleys of the Beatles, the Bee Gees, the Beach Boys, and they made it into the charts somewhere for some time in 1981 or 1982, and they were a real menace. We'll be playing the Beatles medley, Take That, McCartney. And then I just thought I'd read a little bit by the BBC, their take on the whole thing at the time. And the viral nature of this craze just cannot be overestimated. According to the BBC, the top of the pops chart of Thursday the 13th of August 1981 had 7 medleys in the top 40 by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. So that's the one I'm about to play. Tight Fit, Gideon Park, Lobo, Star Sound, Star Tracks and Enigma. All wonderful names. With Stars on 45 and Star Tracks Club Disco and a Bee Gees medley jointly holding the number 27 slot in the chart. Now there was also that year Hooked on Swing. It was just a bloody nightmare. Here we are, Hooked on Classics, Parts 1 and 2.
Thank you. got me wanting you. Honey, ah, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
Solid pact that was founded between all concerned within the radio industry that that track will never be played again, and I just broke it. Ha ha ha! Anyway, lovely little tune to groove to, really. I mean, you know, it's only in jest that I pretend I dislike these. In fact, I was only a small child at the time, so I absolutely adored them, and so they're very much fried into my synapses. Those particular types of medleys with the Lynn drum machine clap behind them. Anyway, now the next one is the short-lived 1990s obsession of the beeping sound in rave culture records. And it's kind of started with a group called Sweet Exorcist with their 1990 track Testone. And it was apparently inspired by the Close Encounters of the Third Kind movie, where they have their beeps, you know, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. And they decided they were going to come up with something very similar for their track, for their rave track. And apparently it was actually inspired in part also by a very similar track to the sort of Star Wars and Star Trek disco stuff. which was a little more low key, which was Close Encounters of the Third Kind by Gene Page, which we don't have time to play today. Anyway, so what happened is that the beeps that came from this Tess Stone track ended up being used by a whole range of different artists. And I'm going to demonstrate that by playing Sweet Exorcist 1990 track Tess Stone, whose beeps started this madness, and then followed by MC Tunes, a Manchester rapper who paired up with 808 State, who were onto the beep trend early and layered it onto his 1990s track Tune Splits the Atom. Then Quadrophonia with This Is Quadrophonia, again from 1990, who also introduced their own high-pitched, high-frequency beep that also went viral. All from 1990, all the same beep sequence. Talk about pop eating itself.
If everything's ready, you're on the dark side of the moon. Play the five tones. Tons.
take a breath and express the corners of your mind. The tunes will possess. The only capable for is a function. The hunger to dance will cause human combustion. I'll make you bank out that ink with slang Manchester, the dance capital of England. The way I swing is close to a simile. Each vote with domination like hinges on strings. Lyrical, miracle, poetic and chatter. The rap's beat as the track gets fatter. You do like the sound of my lyrical feast. The snare drums are pulse, my tempo, the heartbeat. I take root like weed in summer soil. Rough like Popeye, microphones, my olive oil. Now as I reach out, my vocal cords to take a pause. 4 seconds to break as I collect my applause. Get on one, speed is my style, my song is the stun gun. I leave gems to you, state of panic, manic, frantic, some say satanic. But that's chat, I don't need, the spirit of life is my feet. Directing attention to the pattern of the drum box, delivering tracks for the punch of this jack's tune. Is it to bring life into hip-hop, cool, smooth, but I'm hot. Yo, the deeper we get, people relate and sweat. Banging beats for bass, for rap with the concept. The way I work my lines, so words kick hard. Booming and bubbling, make ladies say good God. I put stop to funny again, verbally stuck. That selection like shorts and I'll hold the card. Here's the countdown, systematic meltdown. Make you dizzy, deluded when you come around. Delete my stun, your body rushes as I excel. Make you boogie and your head propel. Go 1 second, excuse me while I style. Collect my thoughts and check my profile. On a steel drum, energy magnet, human conductor, rap maniac, female seductor. Girls start wiggling, jiggling and giggling to the tunes and leave them considering. Who is the new rave rhyme genius? Mysterious, but supposed oblivious. Flesh and bone, dictaphone, vocal tone is my thing, so I can differ from a pop clone. 5, 6, we dimple, crush punks like pimples, drop skill, but my samples are simple. To concentrate, meditate, please relate to the state of anyway. And combine, escalate to a break, so you can move again heavy like a lead weight. Release my beefy days, we find the cheat. Rap my rhymes and leave punks to see. Receive vibes from minds that I am caressly. Jam, slap, my book bodies to rest. I take letters, send them, and bend them. Deliver heat as my DJ blends them. Now I've got 2 seconds to break, take it easy. Easy, 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 easy.
stupid.
Just when most commentators said, well, this isn't going to get any further than just a very tiny set of little trendy ravers, the whole thing blew up on the top 40 across the globe thanks to the KLF. This is 3 AM Eternal live at the SSL by the KLF with the very same beat sequence.
This is Radio Freedom.
Left is gonna rock ya.
It hit number one. The beeps of all things. Anyway, next fad, Grebo. Now, Grebo was the name was derived from the term greaser, which began being used in the 1970s as a slang for bikers with long hair. Now, the word was refashioned by the group Pop Will Eat Itself, that represented a brand of United Kingdom subculture of the late 1980s and early 90s, and by the late 80s, they were calling it Grebo. Now, in interviews, Grebo bands, all based around the northern areas of England, like Stourbridge and Leicestershire, would talk about their love of junk food, loud music, and their disdain for bathing. It was all in jest, of course, but Stephen Klein from Gigwise wrote that the style was as filthy guitars, filthier hair, and T-shirts only a mother would wash. So we'll be playing DEFCON 1 by Pop Will Eat Itself, who came up with the term Grebo, followed by Kill Your Television by Ned's Atomic Dustbin, who sound very similar. And indeed, they used to play together and support each other live. And then Spirit of Life by the Scum Pups. I think we have time for that. All released in 1989. All good times.
Thank you. don't know shit because she's never been there. She turned upon him, took him by the hair. Spun him round about, pushed him out, laughing as he fell about. Sat down for a drink in her father's favourite chair.
Ned, Atomic Dustbin, Kill Your Television. And we'll be playing, last but not least, Spirit of Life by the Scum Pups, who were kind of sort of part of the Grebo band. They were in Leicestershire, so they were close enough to Scarbridge. Anyway, you've been listening to 3CR, and you've been listening to the Rotation Show. 3CR on the AM radio band 855, and also digital and online. Online streaming through 3cr.org.au/streaming. Next up, Queering the Air. I wonder what scallywags will be on that show. One might sound familiar. So off I go with Spirit of Life by the Scum Pups. Good night.